The following program is paid for by the friends and partners of Joyce Meyer Ministries.
Maybe I didn't love you quite as often as I could have. Maybe I didn't treat you quite as good as I should have. If I made you feel second best, I'm sorry I was blind. It's because I was always on my mind. Luke 9:23. And he said to all of them, to all of them. So if you're thinking, well, I was kind of hoping she'd preach on something else today. No, this message is for all of us. If any person wills to come to me, let him deny himself, disown himself, forget, lose sight of himself and all of his own interest. Let him refuse and give up himself. That don't sound too exciting, does it? Now, first of all, let me clarify that there's always balance. God always brings balance. This doesn't mean that you shouldn't take care of yourself. It doesn't mean that you should never do anything for yourself or never buy yourself anything, or that always, always in every situation, you have to always let everybody else have what they want while you never have anything that you want. It's a general principle of exactly what I'm talking about here today. Just don't get up every day trying to make yourself happy. Get yourself off your mind. Forget about everything that we need to forget about everything that we want just long enough to find out what God wants. Amen? And take up your cross how often?
Daily.
Daily. Well, you know, it wouldn't be so bad if it was on Christmas and Easter, but daily. Take up your cross daily. But I did that yesterday, Lord. Today I want my way. Here's what happens. It can sound like it's just going to be a real bummer of a life. Lose sight of yourself. Forget yourself. You know, that's why some people really won't take the step to go ahead and give their life to Christ, because they think they're just not going to ever have any fun. Well, let me tell you something. There's fun and then there's joy. And they're two different things. Two completely different things. You can think you're having fun because you go out and get drunk every Saturday night. Well, you know, that's really not fun. It's kind of dumb. I mean, I've watched people destroy their lives doing that. I watched my own father every Saturday night go out and get just as drunk as he could. Come home and rant and rave at my mother and many times beat her up and chase us out of the house in the middle of the night. But I also watched him when he died in his mid-80s. And although he had received Christ 4 years before that, and I'm thankful for that, I know that he died with nothing in his heart but regret over the way he had lived. Don't live just for yourself. It'll never turn out good if you do that. You know, you can even be a Christian and go to heaven and be selfish while you're here. But I'll tell you one thing, you won't be happy. And I don't know about you, but I made my mind up about 12 years ago, I'm going to enjoy the ride. You only go through here once, and I had already wasted way too many years of my life. Let me tell you something. I've lived more of my life than what I've got left. And if you're in your 20s or your 30s, you need to listen to me and get smart now. Boy, if I would have only known when I was 20 what I know now, I could have saved myself so much agony. Give up the low life. You know what the low life is? Keeping our flesh happy. You know what the high life is? Being satisfied spiritually. Being content. I love to write in my journal in the mornings, I am content. Exclamation mark. You know why? Because I spent so many years filling up those pages with everything that I was unhappy about that God needed to do for me in order for me to even put a smile on my face. I think contented believers are a joy to God. Give up the low life and take the high life. John 12:24. Unless the grain of wheat falls into the ground and dies, it abides alone. I assure you most solemnly, I tell you, unless a grain of wheat, that's us by the way, falls into the ground and dies, it remains just one grain, it never becomes more, but lives by itself and alone. Okay, I mean, just, you know, we'll use my life just for general principle, but it works for anybody. You know, God will use everything in your practical, normal, everyday life to teach you a spiritual lesson if you'll let Him. I wasn't able to go off to Bible college when God called me. I already had 3 children and a husband and a home to take care of. But I tell you one thing, I went to the school of the Holy Ghost. And I set myself to learn from God in every situation. But what if in every one of those situations, even like the stories you've heard, when God started dealing with me about putting my grocery cart back in the place marked off for grocery carts. Why? Because He was teaching me to be a person of integrity. He was teaching me to live the way and to treat people the way that I would want to be treated. I couldn't go to Bible college and listen to a professor, but I had the Holy Ghost in the grocery store. I think in many ways that's even better. I had practical application. Do you know a lot of people who come out of school may have a degree, but they don't know nothing? Because there's been no practical application of what they've been hearing. But if you have to go to the school of the Holy Ghost, you're going to get practical application every single day. Every day of your life needs to be a journey with God. Every day you need to get up and say, God, teach me today. In everything that I do, teach me. And if you start to do something, you get a sensing it's not pleasing to God, then back off, let Him teach you something. Okay, but let's just say for general principles, because I know that many people do this, that all those years I just insisted on going my own way. And I never would learn the lessons that God was trying to teach me. I never would humble myself and do it His way. You know what? I would still be one grain of wheat abiding by myself alone somewhere in a miserable place full of darkness. But as it is, I'm getting, right now, this program going on the air will be heard by millions of people in over 53 languages. Now, please understand, I'm not in any way trying to brag on myself. I'm just trying to make a point that if you want to have the high life, you have to give up the low life. And you can't just wait for God to come and take away that low life from you. You have to daily say, I refuse to live for me and me alone. Yes, I'm going to take care of myself, and God, I know that You're going to take care of me. I trust You to take care of me. You know what I can tell you? If you will tend to God's business, He'll tend to yours. Did you hear me? If you will get up every day and do your best to take care of God's business and to serve Him, He will take care of your business. You don't have to spend all your time fighting with devils. Just walk in love. I said you don't have to spend all your time fighting with the devil. Just learn how to walk in love. There's nothing more powerful than really caring about other people and walking in love. Willie Nelson wrote a song several years ago called You Were Always on My Mind. But I have to sing that song a different way. I don't now, but I used to would have had to have sung it. I was always on my mind. So I'm going to sing to Dave. Now I want to tell you that he was a bad boy. I asked him to come up here so I could sing to him, and he would not do it. So I said, well, you see that I'm on the altar up here sacrificing my life for the progress of these people, and you won't even come up here and join me. You better come up. Come on, you can't be stubborn. Oh, you better get yourself a microphone. I know you'll have some comment. I want you to know that I've practiced harder on this song than I have my message. Okay. Maybe I didn't love you quite as often as I could have. Maybe I didn't treat you quite as good as I should have. If I made you feel second best, I'm sorry I was blind. It's because I was always on my mind.
I agree with all of it.
Do you want the second verse? And maybe I didn't hold you all those lonely, lonely times. And I guess I never told you I'm so happy you are mine. Little things I should have said and done, I just never took the time. I was always on my mind.
I'll sing one to you. I never know what she's going to come up with next.
I never do either. I hope I don't get a letter from Willie Nelson saying you butchered my song, but I mean, it's true. When you've got yourself on your mind all the time, you miss all the beautiful things that you can do. There's so many beautiful things that you can do to add beauty to this world that seems to be getting so distasteful. No wonder the Bible says that we are salt and light. How about if we add a little flavor to the world that we live in? How many of you would commit today to start adding a little bit of flavor to the world that you live in? Now, you know, it's a growing thing. There's no doubt about that. The Apostle Paul said, it's recorded in Galatians 2:20, it's no longer I that live, but Christ that lives in me. And I used to look at that and think, oh, what is it going to take? And then I was so encouraged when I found out that Paul said that 20 years after he was converted. So it's a journey. Don't get mad at yourself if you don't perform perfectly every day. But do your very best to be obedient to God. You know, selfishness is what causes disobedience. We just don't want to do what God wants us to do because we just don't want to. How did selfishness get started? Lucifer himself was the first person, or he wasn't a person, he was an angel, to display selfishness. And now he roams the earth. The Bible says he walks to and fro throughout the earth looking for somebody that he can torment. Looking for somebody that he can attack. Let's go to Isaiah 14. I doubt that I'll win a Grammy, but At least I was clearly on the altar of sacrifice this morning. Verse 12, Isaiah 14, 12. How have you fallen from heaven, O light bringer and day star, son of the morning? That's who Lucifer was. How have you been cut down to the ground, you who weakened and laid low the nations, O blasphemous, satanic king of Babylon? You said in your heart, I will ascend to the heavens. I will exalt my throne above the stars of God. I will sit upon the mount of assembly in the uttermost north. I will ascend above the heights of the clouds. I will make myself like the Most High. Yet you shall be brought down to Hades, to the innermost recesses of the pit, the region of the dead. Satan exalted himself. He said, I'm going to do what I want to do, no matter what you want. And God brought him down. And I think that each one of us can say in our own way that if we persist in doing what we want to do and we don't do what God wants us to do, he will also bring us down. The Bible says, humble yourself under the mighty hand of God, that in due time he might exalt you. And I can just tell you, I know from experience, if we don't humble ourselves, God will be obligated to do it for us. It's much more pleasant if we do it ourselves. Be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary, the devil, as a roaring lion, walks about seeking whom he may devour. Job 1:7, and the Lord said unto Satan, where do you come from? And Satan said, from going to and fro in the earth and from walking up and down in it. Let's get a revelation here that Satan is walking around spreading his poison of selfishness to anyone who will buy into it. He tries to fill our minds. This is a seminar about the mind. He tries to fill our minds with thinking about ourselves and what we want and what we have to be happy. And it's the total opposite of the way God wants us to live. If we live like that, we're just kind of going with the flow of what we feel like. But to live the way God wants us to live, we have to do it on purpose. We heard all the I wills of Satan. But what if we look at King David? I will walk with integrity within my house. I will serve the Lord with gladness. This is the day the Lord has made. I will rejoice and be glad. I will obey God. I will meditate on your word day and night. He didn't say felt like it. He said, I'm going to purposely do this because I know what the end result will be. Can I tell you something? When Satan tempts us, he never tells us what the consequences will be if we take his bait. When he tempted Adam and Eve to be selfish, to do what they wanted instead of what God told them to do, he didn't tell them what the consequences would be. He just said, oh, you'll be as smart as God. But he didn't say, and you'll also be filled with death, and your body will begin to decay from this day forward, and you'll lose that closeness that you had with God. He didn't tell them that. Every action brings a consequence. We reap what we sow. Amen. The Bible is filled with wonderful stories of selfish people and the outcome of their life, but people that were unselfish and the outcome of their life. Let's think about Ruth for a moment, the book of Ruth. If you're not familiar with that story, you should read it. It's just a beautiful story. Ruth was a Moabitess. That means that she was an idol worshiper, and she married a young man whose family were Israelites, Jewish people, and they were lovers of God. And the sons got killed, her husband got killed, and her father-in-law got killed in a battle. There were two daughter-in-laws, and the one went back to her family But Ruth decided that she was going to stay with her poverty-stricken, homeless mother-in-law. She said, "Where you go, I will go, and your God will be my God." And her mother-in-law even encouraged her, "No, go back to your family. Go back to your family where you can be taken care of." She said, "Nope, I'm not going to leave you." Well, you know what? Long story short, we'll fast forward. Ruth ended up marrying the richest man in the county and is in the bloodline of Jesus Christ. That's not bad payback, is it? There's a reward for evil, but there's a reward for righteousness. Anybody who diligently seeks God, God will reward them. But let's think about Cain and Abel for a minute. Cain killed Abel because of selfishness. It was time for them to bring an offering to the Lord. And Cain just brought an offering, something that didn't mean much to him. Abel, on the other hand, brought the first fruit of his flock. The first fruit. Cain gave something, but Abel gave his best. And Cain was jealous. He didn't want to do what was right out of selfishness. Then he was jealous, and so he ended up killing his brother. Do you know that every single person that's in prison who's guilty, and I'm sure there's some there who aren't, but every person in prison who's guilty is there because their problem started somewhere with selfishness. They wanted what they didn't have, and they went about getting it the wrong way. We have to realize that selfishness is the root of our problems in life. And it comes from pride. Pride is at the base of all sin. I will, I will, I will, I will. But you know what God wants us to do? God wants us, he gives us free will, but here's what he wants. He wants us to take our free will and turn it in his direction and say, "I will." It's your free will. You can keep doing your own thing. I did it for years. I'm just giving you my testimony that it never worked. So you can just keep doing it if that's what you want to do, but it won't work. I tried to make myself happy every way that anybody could possibly try to make themselves happy, and it didn't work. Even getting many of the things that I thought I had to have to be happy when I got them still didn't keep me happy. But I can tell you, when I finally got happy, when I stopped singing, I was always on my mind. Amen. Well, one of the easiest and quickest ways to increase your own personal joy is to simply get your mind off yourself and instead be a blessing to other people. Now, I mean, I am very serious. When you purpose to be a blessing to other people, you are going to have an increase in joy in your life. It happens to me all the time. I can be sitting in the morning just saying, "God, show me what I can do for somebody else." And I start getting ideas, and then when I start to plan, I just start to feel so happy. And compared to how I used to be when I just got up every morning and did nothing but think about myself, there is a vast difference. You know, we really need to be careful about our thoughts. And there are things that we can think on purpose that will really add joy and peace and many other blessings to our life. And so I wrote a book a while back called Power Thoughts. And it's like certain things that you can think on purpose on a regular basis that will then help you when situations come up to do the right thing. For example, if you think and say on a regular basis, "I can do whatever I need to do, whatever comes at me in life, I can handle it through Christ who is my strength." Well, if you do that on a regular basis and then all of a sudden you have a situation come along where you really need to be strong and you need to do something that's going to be difficult for you, now you're prepared, you've been thinking the right thing, and I say all the time, where the mind goes, the man follows. So do some thinking on purpose, and then also, boy, we all need wisdom. And we can grow in wisdom. I like to say that wisdom is choosing now what you'll be happy with later on. And that's just a single CD. It'll take you about an hour to listen to it. And I believe that you'll gain a lot of benefit. So get these resources. We offer them every day because we need the Word of God in our lives all the time. Now stay with me. I have a little bit more to share right after this brief message.
This summer, school is in session. Ready to take your relationship with God to a whole new level? Learn more about the power of God's Word and discover an amazing helper available to you. Join Joyce University on Enjoying Everyday Life through the month of August.
Man, I love telling other people what to do.
Tune in for new subjects each week, then go online for study material and classroom aids to help you make the grade.
You get it?
You've been watching Joyce University right here on Enjoying Everyday Life.
Each month, we receive an average of 26,000 emails, with more than 30 million people interacting with us on social media. And you know, most of those people, not all, but most of those people have problems in their life. They're hurting, they're in pain, they have broken relationships, they don't know Christ, and they're looking for help. And I'm very grateful to be able to be here to help them. And so I want to share with you an email that came in recently. I was feeling really down today, thinking thoughts about suicide. I asked God to help me. Well, very long story short, God showed up and He talked to me through the Enjoying Everyday Life TV program. He showed me that He hears from me and that I'm not alone. He is always with me. I just wanted to share this story with you, how God spoke to me today, and that I would have not heard from God had it not been for Joyce's teaching and her staff. So what I'm asking you today is to realize how many people can be helped through a TV show like this that is giving people good news. There's so many shows that are just filling people with all kinds of wrong things, but this is an opportunity to help people on an international level. So I'm asking you today, if you're not a partner with us, would you please prayerfully consider signing up to become a regular giving partner with us? We'd like you to pray for us, and we would like you to sow a financial seed on a regular basis, whether you want to do it monthly or quarterly or weekly or daily or however you want to do it. We just need people that will be regularly committed. And you know, it not only will be good for us, it will also be good for you. I tell people all the time, it's not what we do once in a while or occasionally that brings blessings into our life, but it's the things that we get committed to and we do over and over and over again. Now, you may have lots of questions about what it means to be a partner. You may have lots of things that you'd like to get some answers to. You can call my office and ask all the questions you want, or there's a lot more information online. But I'm asking you if you will partner with me in reaching hurting people. God bless you and thank you.
The proceeding was paid for by the friends and partners of Joyce Meyer Ministries.